USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The post-Christmas chaos continues as Southwest Airlines continues to cancel thousands of flights across the country. The Department of Transportation says they're looking into Southwest after nearly two-thirds of their flights were disrupted on Monday. In Los Angeles, one Southwest passenger is expressing his disappointment in the airline.
I just found that it was canceled. I didn't get any notice on by text or email or phone.
Nearly 90% of all Southwest flights have been canceled today. This as many people are just trying to get their luggage back so they can get some necessary items out of their bags.
My husband and I are both on medication. So we went, she went to Albany and they told her there is no luggage there. We come here and they tell us our luggage is here, but they can't give it to us. And I said, we have medication. We need it. We can't pull it. We don't have the manpower.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Home prices are slipping again for the fourth straight month. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows a 0.5% decline for October as high mortgage rates slow the rise in prices. Still, the index posted an annual gain of 9.2%. Miami, Tampa, and Charlotte reported the biggest year-over-year home price increases on the 20-city list. People in upstate New York are continuing to dig out after more than 40 inches of snow.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday said this weekend's major winter storm is the most devastating to ever hit Buffalo. The major storm system has brought dangerously low temperatures, and the system at this hour is bringing lake effect snow to Buffalo and nearby areas, creating blizzard conditions.
USA News' Lance Pry reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence hasn't filed paperwork to run for president. That's according to his former press secretary while he was VP. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court could allow Title 42 to expire today. Appearing on Fox Business, Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett describes the situation at the southern border as an invasion.
The reason the Democrats won't do anything about it, they're just going to have to admit they're a complete failure at this, among other things. And they've just got their head in their sand, and Americans are literally dying.
Border Patrol warns that human smugglers are increasingly carrying firearms as the expiration of Title 42 looms. A judge has ordered the Biden administration to wind down Title 42, which is a pandemic authority that allows the government to deport illegal immigrants. Chris Rock is getting a streaming special. Julio Flores has more.
Netflix will team with Chris Rock for its first ever global live stream event next year. The comedian's March 4th show in Baltimore will stream live on Netflix at 10 p.m. Eastern. The special titled Selective Outrage will be Rock's second for the streaming giant. I'm Julio Flores.
A new survey finds more than half of American adults go to the bathroom to be alone, not just because they need to go. The one poll survey found 51% of adults in the United States go sit on the toilet so they can have some peace and quiet. It also happens more often when there are more people in the house. Parents with kids living at home are three times more likely, 62% to 23%, to go to the bathroom to be alone than single people who don't have any children. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.